Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily. And today we are going to talk about how gosh darn hard becoming less really is. And so we're really just going to talk about our challenges and some things that have kind of come up for us in the last little while. And yeah, I guess kind of Biz and I were joking because this whole episode is going to be like a little bit of a whine, I guess, for some of it.
I would like to say that it can be hard. And it is hard sometimes. Sometimes there are really easy things you can do and the transition isn't that difficult. But sometimes you just run into walls and you're just like, why do I even bother?
Totally. And you do get into a groove with things, right? Like, Biz, you kind of been on your journey for like a decade. And for me, I started it, like, I would say probably 2.5, 3 years, I've kind of been trying to focus on becoming less a little bit more.
And of course, like, the last year has been extra hard.
Yeah. So I feel like I had just gotten into a groove with things. Like, I had, like, figured out where I, you know, bought certain things and, like, had kind of, like, navigated the system a little bit. And then, like, just kidding, worldwide pandemic and all of that kind of went out the window. So now I'm almost feel like I'm, like, back in a state of like kind of like getting into things again because my routines and things are different. Anyways, I feel like it's taking a lot of mental effort, right? Like, it seemed really easy before. Like, it still took a lot of effort, but it was like, oh, I don't have to like rethink things because I had a bit of a routine and a schedule. And now I'm like, oh, I'm like relearning kind of all of these things that I used to do before that used to be a little bit straightforward. So
I think all of our mental energy was a little sapped over the last little bit. And so it's been extra hard, and especially like with everything changing all at once, whereas, of course, you and I would recommend to everybody to just like pick one or two things at a time. And like once you get into the groove, then add other things into your life.
Yeah. Like build it up. Like don't be like, tomorrow I'm going to only like put my garbage in a jar, because like you will disappoint yourself. Like, don't do that. Like, slowly build up your skills. But yeah, with a lot of our waste-free practices kind of being like taken away from us so abruptly, it's like, oh, you gotta like slowly get back into the groove so that you don't get like so overwhelmed. But yeah, so like what are some instances of how becoming less has like taken up mental space for you?
Okay, so this sort of whole reason that this topic came to me was because I'm moving.
Yes. Biz and I are both moving.
We're both moving.
Yeah. It's very crazy.
Which is also part of the reason that we're going to be taking a little bit of a break over the next few weeks. Partly because our energy is sapped.
We're taking August off. We're taking August off, guys.
And we're both moving. So we're just going to take a few weeks break just to kind of chill and get our energy back up. But anyway, the incident that brought this topic and this break to mind was that because I'm moving, there's no room for our worm compost in the new place. So I rehomed my compost.
Has to go. Okay. Yeah. That does make me a little bit sad, but I get it. I get it.
I think they're better taken care of now. I feel like I am not a very good worm mama. Like,
You know what? I feel like all worm parents go through a certain period of neglect. So it's just part of the growing
Everybody
pains.
Goes We've through all been one, there. Like, worm death. Anyway.
Yeah, like, you're like, oops.
Okay, oopsies. Anyway. So I just assumed, but getting rid of my worms, that I would go back to my system beforehand, which was to bring my compost to my coworker, and she would bring the compost to her house and use in her garden because she has a big garden and she could always use more compost. And I don't have a garden. I have nowhere to put my compost. So she takes mine and adds it to her pile.
Yeah.
However, she is also moving. So
everybody's moving.
She will not have her garden anymore. And she said that she can no longer take my compost. What is a girl who's trying to become less to do?
Yeah, seriously.
She emails the city.
Oh my gosh, so proactive. You're like, what do I do? I'll email the city of Edmonton. Like, that's such a... yeah, that's such a That's such an us move. I'm like, oh yeah, that checks out. I would have done the same thing.
So I emailed the city and I said, hey, there's obviously somewhere for food scraps to go because everyone's getting carts to pick them up. But I do not have a cart. So
yeah, because we have our food scraps carts now. So there's got to be a place.
There's got to be a place to do this, right? So I said, as an apartment dweller, what am I supposed to do with my food scraps? Where can I take them? And I got a response that said, take your food scraps to an eco station. So
that makes sense.
All of the food scraps that I had collected in my freezer over the last month or so, my freezer was getting very full. So I piled them all up on my bike and bike over to the eco station.
Just like the ultimate picture of like an eco warrior, like like loading your bike up with compost that's probably now thawing or has thawed because it's been in your freezer, which...
Well, it was in my freezer. And of course, I went to work. And so I did it after work. So it's like, it was still pretty cold. So probably mostly frozen by the time work ended. And
okay, it wasn't like 38 degrees outside that day. And no, you didn't like leave your bike out with the compost in it. Anyways, but yeah, so, I can just picture you like biking down the street with your compost being like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Becoming so that's less. What
I
do.
I'm like, look at me go. I'm doing the thing. So I pedal my way over to the eco station, which, by the way, was not on my way home. I just want to say I went out of my way to do this. And I get there and the guy at the booth is looking at me funny. And so I bike up to the booth and he's probably like,
oh, my gosh, because he's probably never seen someone bike up to the booth before.
Well, yeah, it's quite possibly. Like,
people drive their cars here. And right. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
And like, so this girl comes into the eco station on a bike with like a bazillion ice cream pails on the back of her bike. And I'm like, okay, hi. I have
full
a bunch
of compost, full of food that is slowly thawing and decomposing.
So I go up and I'm just like, hi, I have food scraps. And he's like, food scraps? And I'm like, yeah,
he's like, cool.
I was told to bring them to an eco station. And he says, well, yeah, we'll take them, but they're just going to go in general refuse.
Oh, no.
I went out of all my way so that I could throw garbage in someone else's pile instead of just in my normal garbage.
That's so frustrating.
It was so frustrating. I was like, at this point, like, I'm just like, okay, this is just the way it is. And that's okay. I can work around this. This is fine.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I was like so frustrated.
So incredibly frustrated because you had just biked like what, an extra half an hour out of your way.
Yeah.
Done all of this organizing. Carry compost. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then I get home and in just like this fit of rage, I just chuck everything into the garbage can and move the garbage can to the end of the driveway. I'm just like, fine.
Yeah. Pick this up, City of Edmonton.
If you're like just going to go in your general refuse, you can take it from here.
Yeah.
Ugh, and then I emailed the city again and was like, so this is what happened. Can you kind of like tell me what the heck?
And
I mean, not heard back, so I'm going to have to email them again.
I would guess it is probably just like growing pains would be my assumption, is that like, I'm sure that probably that's in the works for eco stations for you to be able to drop your stuff off. Because really, if we have our food scraps carts or like residential homes have that, then why wouldn't they also be able to, like, it would be a fraction, if not like an even minimal cost, for them to send like the food scraps truck to an eco station, to the, one of, you know, the four eco stations in the city and like pick up those scraps. So I'm sure there's something in the works, but I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe I guess I have a lot of faith, but I'm guessing.
Anyway, it was a moment of frustration and I didn't have any more room in my freezer. So it's not like I could have just put them back in my freezer because I literally
couldn't
have put
anything
else.
Also, they had already thawed. So like there's something, you know, it's okay when you like put it in like fresh peels and then put them in the freezer and then like do something with them. But then for them to thaw out and then it's just there's just something about that.
So on the plus side, I went to a friend's house and ranted about this, and she told me that she's not very far from where I work. So she told me that if I want to use her green cart for my food scraps, I can.
Oh.
So I did find a solution.
Okay, you did find a solution.
It was a frustrating rigmarole to get there.
Okay, on like a weird, I'm just going to go on a tangent and tell a little story because I think that there will be a lot of entertainment value in this. So you freeze your compost, right? And you're familiar with my sister, Marianne, who has had a lot of zero waste fails.
Oh, I cannot wait to meet her one day.
Anyways, and so one day we have like a group family chat. This is a couple of years ago. And she was like, oh, I broke my blender. And we were like,
yes.
We were like, oh, that's like, you know, a real bummer because this is going to sound ridiculous, but we all, like, every member of my family has, like, a really nice blender and we, like, talk about blending and we like to blend things. Anyways, so we were all like, oh, like, how did you, like, possibly break your blender? Like, that sounds crazy. And so she sent us a picture of her kitchen and the side of her blender had, like, been blown out. Like, I can't even describe it in any other word than like been blown out, and there was just like green stuff all over the walls everywhere, like everywhere in her kitchen.
And we're like, what happened? Find that picture, we should totally post it.
Oh my god, that would be great if I could find it. This was years ago. And so then we're like, what the heck were you blending? And she's like, I like to freeze my compost. And then she had a vermicompost. And she's like, I like to freeze my compost and then thaw it out and then blend it and then give it to my worms. She's like, yeah, it works really fast. Like, they just like break it down so fast. So, I mean, that's kind of what I think about when I think about like thawing compost and how it can be like a little nasty. And then I think about my sister putting it in a blender. And the reason it blew out her blender was because she had a frozen avocado pit in there that she didn't notice. And that's what did it. That's what blew out her blender.
And what she should have done is turned it into avocado pit art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but absolutely hilarious. Anyways, she got a new blender and learned her lesson that don't blend your frozen compost for your worms. Your worms will be fine. Anyways.
See, now, I actually did do that for my worms, but I didn't have... Oh, my God.
You blended it, too?
I did blend it, too. I did.
I will blend my eggshells, but I will not take that next step and blend my compost. Like, my worms get whole chunks of things. No. I can't do the blending. I just can't imagine the smell.
It smells exactly like it did before you blended it.
Does
which
it?
Which is just food scraps.
Oh, I guess maybe then okay, you know what? Maybe I'm just being a drama queen.
Drama queen?
Yeah, building it up to be something that it isn't. It just seems way grosser in my head. But you're right. Like, why would it be any different than like a green juice?
Why would it smell any different? It's fine.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
And if you freeze your compost
right away.
Well,
that's
right
been
away,
debunked.
Yeah, debunked.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, yeah, so I want to get back on topic to like the challenge and the difficulty of going zero waste and just the mental space. Like, I think I mentioned this and I've mentioned it a lot, but it does take up a lot of mental space. And I feel like for me, probably there's a lot of people out here in like the last 18 months that can empathize with the idea of like, you know, surviving, not thriving, like just kind of getting through. And I feel like for me, it was definitely like a lot of that was showed up, I guess, in my waste-free journey, like particularly with groceries. I was like, ugh, like there was definitely times during the pandemic. And like, I'll admit, I did not go to as many bulk stores as I could have.
But
and
Bulk Barn is taking reusables again.
Yes. This is the good news, which is very exciting. So like now I feel like I have a lot more like mental headspace, mental energy. And so I'll definitely like be hidden at Bulk Barn. But like, to be honest, over the pandemic, I was like, I like don't want to make. And also, I was like, you know, had the mental space and like the guilt of like going a whole bunch of multiple places. Like, I also like kind of carried that around. That was like, oh, like particularly in the early days of COVID when there was like so much uncertainty, just being like, oh, well, I don't actually like need, I do need to go to the grocery store. Obviously that's essential, but like some of these other things, maybe I like don't need to go to like six other stores. Anyway, so like that also kind of took up some mental space for me. And so I'll totally admit, like I did not go to as many bulk stores as I did previously, but I did just go to replenish and get some stuff. And I know that they were always offering refills, but I finally went and got a few things. So I'm very excited to like get back into the swing of that, because it doesn't seem, or like I have that mental space to give to my grocery shopping, whereas yeah. I didn't necessarily always have that.
You can only fill other cups when your own cup is full. And
totally.
Yeah. So you gotta just take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, and I think that you can like kind of manifest your becoming less journey. Like it's gonna look different at different times. And so, yeah, for me, I found like going zero waste grocery shopping like was a lot for me. But I think I like kind of shifted my focus, I guess, a little bit more to like more home stuff. So I did a lot more of like, oh my goodness, I did so much sewing. I got a sewing machine and I did so much sewing and mending, like more than I ever think I would have like normally. So
yes,
I feel like
another sewer is born.
I don't know if like sewer might be a strong word. I think like maybe like patcher, or like if you want something that's functional but doesn't look great, like I'm your gal. I will still continue to take like nice pieces of clothing like into tailors and like seamstresses, because they can do
that. Because yeah. they just will do a better job.
Well, that makes me feel so much better. Oh my goodness. I thought,
like, I will do some like things, but I got a tailor to replace the zippers on my jacket pockets.
Okay. Oh my God. That makes me feel so much better. Yeah. I was like, Biz does everything. And I like can't even sew a straight line.
No, I don't. I got two zippers done for like $30, and it would have, if I had done it, it wouldn't have looked as nice and it would have taken me way more time than I think is $30 worth. So
yeah, and it wouldn't have looked as nice. Like there is,
wouldn't have looked quite as nice as when they did it.
Yeah. So I will say that, like, you know, your becoming less journey, or like if you're finding something really challenging and it's like really exhausting and like, I don't know, taking up a lot of mental space and you're finding it like really tough, then like it's totally okay to like change gears. It's totally fine. Like I focused way more on like repairing my clothes, and like, you know, we talk about becoming less as like a way to less waste. Yes, that's the first one, less impact, less consumption, but also less clutter. So that was something that I really focused on. Like I moved a year ago, and so I like kind of went through a bunch of stuff then, and now hopefully in this next move, we're it's not official until the end of the month, but I guess like I'm very excited about it and I'm pretty confident. So yeah, like this will be more of our like permanent home. And so I'm excited to like really be ruthless with like my clutter and things, right? And so that's definitely been like more of my focus, is just like, okay, actually, like only having things that have value to me, you know, Marie Kondoing it.
Yeah, I was going to say Marie spark Kondo. Joy.
Yeah, I'm so excited actually to spark joy, because I'm like, I've been living in a one bedroom apartment for the last year, which was supposed to be like a bit of a temporary thing. So a bunch of our stuff is in storage. I haven't seen, I mean, other than like our seasonal stuff, which we had to swap out. There's like so much stuff in storage that I'm like, I don't even know what it is, because it's been a year. And so I'm like,
so I'm, do ready, you really like, need it?
Yeah, exactly. Like I definitely don't. Like I know that I have books. I know that I have a bunch of kitchen stuff. And like there were definitely things where I'm like, oh, like for example, like my canning stuff, like that stuff I really only use like a few times a year. But I do like, I had to dig that out of storage last year.
But when you need it, you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I literally dug that out of storage, but there's so much stuff that's still in storage that I'm like, it's been in there for a year. And I know that I'm just going to like open those boxes and be like, okay, well, it's time to. Yeah.
Like, same thing with my dehydrator.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like I use my dehydrator in the spring for mushrooms and in the fall for apples. And that's about it. But
yeah,
for those seasons, I need to be able to do that.
Oh my God, I thought you were like close to being like, yeah, I have this dehydrator that I like never use and I don't want. And I was going to be like, can I have it? Too bad.
You are more than welcome to use it when I'm not using it.
Okay.
By all means.
That's good to know. Ooh.
See, okay. Sharing resources.
Sharing is caring.
Everybody doesn't need their own dehydrator when it's only used a few times a year.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, that's perfect. Anyway, so... Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I've kind of shifted and I like, yeah, I had these huge challenges and was like feeling unmotivated, I guess, maybe in the area of becoming less in like one area. And now I've shifted it a little bit better or like a little bit differently.
That can get your mojo going and you can reduce your impact or your waste or whatever in a different way and be enthusiastic about it. And then you're still overall improving, even if in one area didn't work out, somewhere else might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm super excited. Like, I'm very excited. You know, I mentioned like going through my stuff and reducing my clutter. Like, yeah, I'm excited about that. But I'm also excited about kind of like building, like I mentioned, moving into like hopefully our long-term home. So I'm really excited to like, I don't know, have a space that I know is going to be the same space for the next while and being able to like have a space that works. But also I'm super excited to like, we're going to need to get a different couch. And so I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm like so excited to go like secondhand couch shopping. Like nice. I'm so excited.
We are getting a secondhand couch when we move too.
Ooh, yeah. So I'm like, I'm excited for the journey of like, oh, that's so exciting. Yeah, I'm excited for like the journey of like finding things that I know will fit really, really well into my life that I can have for like a really, really long time. I'm very excited for that.
Okay, so another area of challenges that I wanted to touch on was other people. Do you find?
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness, that, like, yes.
Just being around other people who aren't that way just makes it so much harder.
That's a good question.
For example, a different coworker, and I love this coworker dearly. She's like my best friend, but she gets a disposable cup with her tea every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can think.
And it drives you nuts.
It drives me crazy because all I can think is, you're the one with children. It's your children who are going to be dealing with all of this garbage in 50 years. Not my children. I don't have children.
That's a heavy argument. Yeah.
Why? Why? And it drives me absolutely crazy. But I'm not going to like shame her for her choices either. But I just don't understand how people can't try to improve the future for their children.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's like some, I don't know, that honestly, I totally agree with that. I don't know. I'm like, people are just doing the best that they can. Maybe not.
Well, like, yeah, but it's just sometimes I look at things like that and it's like, why do I bother? Like, why? Why do I go through the effort of biking my compost down to the eco station for no good reason?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When the people who actually will be procreating and having generations down the road don't care. I'm just like, why?
Yeah, but like, do you actually think that she doesn't care? Like, do you think that she's like, oh, like, yeah, I'm going to get a to-go cup every day because like, screw the planet and like, I hope my kids have to live in 50 degrees Celsius summers and drought and like, she's not like evil.
No. But
I get it. You're like, sometimes it is hard to like understand other people's decisions, right? Because like, yeah, we can be so confident, I guess, in our own rationale of like, oh, like I do this and I like, yeah, do this thing that's really hard all the time. And there is kind of a level of, like, I don't really know how to say this more politely, but like there is a level of like kind of feeling shit on when someone like blatantly does something that's like you feel like it would be so easy to like change that behavior.
But
that would make such a big difference.
Like I said,
right?
She's not.
It is hard.
She's not
yeah.
evil. She's not doing it on purpose. She's not trying to.
She's like
sabotage the process. But yeah. like sabotage and apathy are not the same thing. She falls in the apathy category, right?
Yeah.
It's just not what she's thinking about. And that goes back to our empathy gap episode where it's you just think about what you need right now and you don't envision, mm-hmm. you don't think about what you're doing to your future self or your future kids' lives, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just,
yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, it also is hard though.
It just makes it feel like I'm, like, why do I bother? Just why am I putting all this effort in? Yeah.
Yeah, like when Jeff Bezos goes to space and you're like, why do I even bother? Like, cool. Jeff Bezos could, like, end poverty tomorrow because he's the wealthiest man in the world. But, like, he's going to space and, like, I'm stressing about, like, yeah, getting a to-go cup at Tim Hortons. Like, I totally can understand how sometimes you're like, oh, like, what's even the point?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, you kind of feel like negated by everyone's actions or like people who aren't working as hard as
like,
you.
Yeah. I would definitely be more on the extreme side if I wasn't sharing a household with somebody.
Oh, Biz, I feel like we all probably know that. Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, definitely.
I am not going to ruin my relationship over it because... Mm-hmm. Actually, I actually think if it's a great reflection of how most people think and act. And mm-hmm. I have noticed.
Yeah, it's nice to be humbled. Like, it's nice. I have that, like, we both basically have partners that maybe for lack of a better term, like, put up with our actions. And, like, yeah, I don't think that either of our partners are, like, also evil that are like, oh, we can't wait until, like, global warming or, sorry, climate change, like,
yes.
heats up the world.
Climate
and, like,
change.
I can't wait until we're all in, like, piles of garbage. Like, it's not like
right.
they're doing that. But, yeah, they yeah. also kind of, like well,
but,
I know that at least my partner.
And he agrees with a lot of it. He
yeah,
agrees with a lot of it. He probably wouldn't go out of his way to do a lot of it, but he definitely,
yeah.
like, complies with the compost, like, no complaints, but he also mm-hmm. loves Amazon, and you know what? That's his choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think it's, like, for me at least, it kind of, like, brings me back to earth sometimes, you know, in the sense that, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, of course we're just going to start using, like, only, like, what, I don't know, what's an example? I don't know. I'm like, oh, yeah, it totally makes sense for me to, like, make my own kombucha or, like, compost or what are some other, like, weird things that I do? Or, like, oh, I'm going to, like, make my own deodorant or, like, do all these weird things.
And he uses the reusable tissues that we have. Like, mm-hmm. he does that. Not a problem. Doesn't faze him. He uses my mm-hmm. my weird silk floss, mostly. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't
right?
go and
so
get plastic floss.
It's good.
He's okay with
it's
using.
It's good.
And the toothy tabs. Actually, he brought the toothy tabs home.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the one who found Change toothpaste and brought them home to
Whoa. Me. Whoa. Oh my goodness, it's all thanks to him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, I was
okay,
like
yeah.
I like came home one day and there were bamboo toothbrushes and Change toothpaste tabs and I was like, "Oh my heart."
Wow. I know. Right? Like so amazing. Okay, yeah. Yeah, cuz I think I totally agree like I think, yeah, it's good to, like, be brought back to earth by, like, what regular people do. I also, personally, I've been in situations, actually, before where, like, we can kind of all laugh about it now, but people have, like, felt guilty about, like, what they're doing with their waste or garbage or things like that, like, being around me. Like, for example, I went camping with some friends a few years ago, and... people were like they were like uncertain of what to do with their waste in like a couple of situations and then they're like oh well we were like waiting to see what you're gonna do with it because like we wanted to do what you're gonna do because we didn't want to like do something that was wrong and I'm like oh like that it
yeah
like I'm okay. like oh that's like kind of in my, from my perspective, I'm like, oh, that kind of makes me feel like a little bit crappy that you're like, I yeah. make you uneasy in a sense. So, like, I don't like that. But then we had the conversation about it after. And then I'm like, oh, then it kind of like opens up. Yeah, just like opens up a opportunity for discussion, right? Yeah. Like,
so you're experiencing like the opposite of what I was saying, whereas like I find it frustrating that other people aren't putting the effort in and you're finding other people feeling uncomfortable around you.
Yeah, 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 which I hate. Like, I never want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. And I think for the most part, I like
making
don't.
People feel a little bit uncomfortable. Just a little bit. I oh still want God. Them to yeah, like me, but, you yeah. know, like, push their boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, like, question it a little bit.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, and I feel like maybe that's where our personalities differ a little bit, because I'm like, I just, like, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to, like, make anyone feel bad. But then at the same time, like, I also, you know, I have most of my friends who, like, know that I'm, like, super nerdy into waste and stuff. Like, now I'm, like, that person that they ask things about. They're like, oh, like, what oh, about
I love
this?
That. Or,
like,
I
what
love about it when people ask me.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, now that they know, or, like, oh, my goodness, I was at my friend's house the other day, actually. And so she got a food scraps bin, like a garbage, and we were making dinner together, and I was like, oh, I had like an avocado pit, and I was like, oh, like, where's your garbage? And she's like, oh, actually, like, we got a food scraps bin now, and she's like, it's over there. And so she was like so proud of herself, because she yeah, like, she oh, wouldn't she nice. Wouldn't have taken up like composting. She just, like, she's not interested in that. Like, she's not gonna have her own backyard compost. But yeah, she was like, yeah, we have the compost bin, and she's like, yeah, it's been like a bit of a transition, but like, it's working really well, and like, now that we're getting into the groove of it, she's like, I really think it's made a big difference in like how much waste they're producing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, anyway, so it was just like, for cool sure. that like someone who, to be completely honest, like, I'm sure that she's never really thought about her waste other than like me being like, oh, have you thought about your waste? Not that I do that. But then she was like, yeah, like, look at what I've done. And she was like so proud. Aww. And so it was like fun to be like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Like, that's so cool. Good for you. So
there you go.
Yeah. There's also that. There's also that side of things. That's not really a challenge. That's more of like a woohoo. Yeah. So I think, I mean, for me, I guess the one thing, I just like to have non-judgmental communication. That's like my biggest thing. But yeah, sometimes that can be hard. But anyways, so, okay, let's get into wine, cheese, and dessert.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Well, I kind of already spilled the beans on my dessert, but me and my partner are buying a house in the process, which is very exciting. And like, that's a dessert, but like, also the cherry on top of the pie is that I'm gonna get into the cart system, and I'm so excited for it.
I'm gonna get into yeah. the cart system.
I know. You're like, that must be nice. Yeah. And also, I'm really excited. This also sounds very spoiled, but like, I'm so excited to have my recycling picked up from my home, because I have been, like, my apartment has not had a recycling bin for the last 4 years that I, like, in the places that I've lived. So I've always, like, collected my recycling and stored it in my, like, tiny apartment and, like, taken it to the depot by myself.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing this the other day.
I think we're going to have a bin, so I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't even have a bin. Like, it was like, oh, everyone else just puts stuff into the garbage. So I had to, like, you know, collect all my stuff, and then, like, whenever my bins in my closet were full, which, like, took up a lot of space, then I would, like, have to hoof it over to, like, a recycling depot. Anyways, and so I was doing that, like, last week, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to have to do this again. Hallelujah! I was so excited, because it's, like, that's another thing. I'm like, oh, like, that's a challenge, just, like, it would be so much easier just to throw all of my stuff in the garbage bin in my apartment. But like, nope, I keep everything and lecture my partner at sorting recycling and then sort it all and like take it to the depot, which is just like an extra step that takes a lot of mental space. So yeah, I'm super excited to be part of the cart system and have recycling pick up. Very excited.
Well, also, I'm happy for you.
Also, because I've mentioned on the podcast before, like, I eat meat and I can't put like cheese or dairy or like animal products into, I can't put animal products into like my vermicompost.
Right.
But I can put them into the food scraps cart. Very excited. So that's my dessert. My wine, though. Okay. So like on the flip side of that coin, I talked about recycling already and how much of a pain in the butt it is. But also, I guess I do, this is a bit of a whine, I do feel a little bit of guilt, to be honest, with it, with moving into like a home that's going to have an increased carbon footprint. So, oh. I mean, that's like, yeah, because
I am really like actually very excited to be moving into an apartment style condo where, yeah, I feel like.
Like because of that?
Yeah, I'm excited for that part of it is that I'm just yeah. like, look at me, multi-unit
yeah.
dwelling.
Oh, yeah, because you're kind of going the opposite way, right? Yeah. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I'm in a fourplex, so it will be right. less. And it's a newer one, so it will be less. But I'm excited that we're being minimal and we're just trying to compact our living requirements for that.
Yeah, which is cool. Which is cool. So I will say my whine is that I am feeling a bit of guilt surrounding, you know, moving into like a bigger space with like a big backyard and like, I don't know, that's just like taking up a bit of mental capacity for me lately, which I feel a little bit bad about, but I'm also really excited to like actually have.
Well, you guys
have that space.
Are planning on having kids eventually?
That's a big question.
That's a big question.
I can't answer at the moment.
I was gonna say if you're planning on having little ones, then they would have like you probably want a yard for them.
I'm definitely getting a dog.
Oh wow! So. There you go.
So, yeah, I needed a yard for my dog. So there's that. Anyways, okay, and then my cheese. So this is mostly because Biz, as we mentioned before, we're taking August off. We're going to take a little break. And so this is my cheese of the week. Why did the robot go on summer vacation?
Why?
To recharge his batteries. Just like you and I, Biz. Yeah, yes. So... that definitely goes back to like we're going to take a little bit of time off. We got some other stuff going on in our lives, but I feel like it's also going to be a good opportunity for us to like recharge, refocus and like get excited about the podcast again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just need a little break, but we'll be back at it in September. So, that's very exciting. What are your wine, cheese and desserts?
Okay. So, I'm going to do my dessert first because it's mm-hmm. just the wine and the dessert are sort of the same but opposite sides of the coin. So my dessert is that when I had, because right now all of my utilities and stuff are included in my rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm buying and I'm going to be paying my own electricity. So when I called the company mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, mm-hmm. I need electricity. Yeah. There was an option to pay for sustainable energy versus gas and coal energy. Mm-hmm. So I took that option.
Oh, so exciting. So
it's called Chirp. So
oh, cool. You just like, because you're going to be owning your own place, you just have like more control over your consumer choices.
Right.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Very exciting. The that's wine very part exciting. Is it costs more.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, of course it
like
does.
Like 20% more. And I'm like, well, that I'm living,
more, hey, it's that's a interesting.
Good, it's a good chunk more. Granted, like, because we're living in a fairly small place, we are, mm-hmm. it's not like I can't afford it.
Yeah, like your electrical costs are
going to be pretty minimal. So I wasn't too worried about like the extra.
Oh, I'm so interesting. Okay. I'm so interested. This is probably a question that you can't answer, but like, do you know what kind of renewable, like where's the renewable energy coming from? Like, is it solar? Is it? Wind.
They described it as supporting sustainable energy projects. So I haven't like looked into what the specific projects are.
But gotcha.
Don't burst my bubble. Okay.
Interesting.
I'm happy.
Okay. Sorry.
That there was even an option. Because as far as I knew, here in Alberta, yeah. you didn't have a choice. You got electricity through coal. But apparently there are at least options for you to support sustainable options. So that's, I was very happy that that was even an option to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. Oh, that's okay. So cool. I have a dream of, wouldn't it be great if we could all just like be on solar? That would be great. I have a dream. I mean, in Alberta, we're sunny. Anyways, sorry, I'm getting off topic. What's your cheese?
Okay, so my cheese is, it relates to overcoming challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you face challenges, you just have to remember that even Beethoven was told that he couldn't be a great musician. But did he listen?
No, he didn't, obviously. Right?
Beethoven was deaf.
Oh my gosh. I did know that. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Good one. I did know that, but you know what? It took me a second. It was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
sure, was good. Okay. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
No, it was good. It was clever. I liked it. It wasn't cheesy. It was clever.
Oh no. I need to be more cheesy.
No, it was still pretty cheesy, but it had the sprinkle of clever on it, you know?
Sprinkle of clever. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll take which it. Which I appreciate.
Okay.
Which I appreciate a lot.
Anyway.
All right, everyone. Anyways, thank you guys all so much for listening. We would, as always, please, we'd love to hear your feedback. Send us an email at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at becominglesspod or head over to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen or to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta.
And we also just want to, as always, give a big shout out to Change Toothpaste Tabs, who are the sponsors of our podcast. They are fantastic. They have a great product. And if you are interested in checking out their toothpaste tabs, we do have a discount code for you. And I can never remember what it is. Biz, what is it?
It is becoming less. And that'll get you 15% off.
How do I forget that every time?
I don't know.
I just really need to write it in my notes. But yeah, anyways, you guys, we are going to be a little bit quiet on Instagram for the next little while. Like I said, we're going to be taking the month of August off, but we'll still be kind of around. And like we always monitor our inbox because it's always just so flooded with emails. Just kidding. But we would love it if you guys were to send us a note, or if there's anything that you guys want to talk about, or if you're interested in being on the podcast, if you have like an interesting perspective, we would love to hear from you. So yeah, we hope to have you guys back next time. We'll see you in September. And remember, every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday. Wait, what? What kind of psycho do you think I am?